What's good, everybody? We back with another episode. We just be talking. It's your host, Go, and I'm joined by TJ. Say hello, TJ.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, we back with another sports episode. Yeah, I promise the other episode's going to start up soon, but the co-host for the regular episodes, he's still busy right now, so we're in for next month to start those up. I'm going to drop a solo episode to continue that side of We Just Be Talking. It's just going to take a little time to get that situated. It's been a busy 2 weeks for both of us. That's why we didn't do a sports episode last week. To catch up on that, because a lot of stuff happened. We had Bryce Young get benched. We had, what else? We had Tua got concussed and he's out. The 49ers did exactly what I said they was going to do and everybody got hurt. We have surprising teams. The Vikings 3-0. Sam Darnold is the lead one of the lead candidates for MVP with Josh Allen, who's also 3-0. What else happened? There was a lot of things that went on. The Seahawks are 3-0 as well. We have Jaden Daniels had an amazing game against Joe Burrow. He's the first rookie QB to have a good game so far this year. Caleb is getting better throughout the weeks, but his O-line fucking sucks. The Rams are fucking decimated. The Rams are fucking decimated. Malik Willis is starting a quarterback controversy with the damn Packers because he's actually looking pretty good, which is crazy. Coaching matters. Justin Fields is leading the 3-0 Steelers. That's another shocking development. Like, he's pretty solid. Who else we got? Bo Nix had a great game last week against the – who did they play again? I forgot. Do you know off the top of your head, TJ?
Say it again.
The Broncos. Who did they play? Last week off the top of your head?
Let me see. I'll check on I can't remember the time I'm going to look it up for you, man.
Okay, yeah, the Broncos, like, well, Knicks had a good game for once. Andy Dalton came in.
Oh, yeah, they blew out the Buccaneers.
Okay, yeah, the Bucs. Okay, they blew out the Bucs. Andy Dalton had a great game for the Panthers. We took over for Bryce Young. The Dolphins are in quarterback hell again. Cowboys are pretty ass, I'm not going to lie. They just going to beat up on weak teams like they always do. The Lions are disappointing so far for me personally. I feel like they haven't been dominant for real. I think they're just getting lucky because they got a weak schedule to start off with. Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Neighbors might be the two of the top five wide receivers in the league already. Arguably like 2 and 3. I'm not going to lie. They up there because they've been going crazy. Neighbors got hurt tonight because we already in week 4. Neighbors got hurt tonight. He had an amazing game. We had that happen. We need to have some conversations about Trevor Lawrence because Trevor Lawrence fucking sucks. I think that's all like the big things going on. So, where do you want to start, TJ? We got a lot to catch up on because it's been 2 weeks of us missing action. So, we got a lot to talk about. So, pick a starting point we're gonna take off.
I think we should start with Carolina then flow into the Dolphins situation. I feel like that's a fun two to go with.
Panthers and Dolphins situations?
That's definitely where we need to start.
The Panthers and Dolphins. Okay, okay. All right, so we're gonna start there. So let's start with we're gonna go in order of we're gonna go with Tua first. So Tua was hurt. He got hurt again, against the Bills. Before he got hurt, the Bills were destroying them in a way. Like they could not stop the run at all. And Tua took another hard hit, I think he scrambled for a first down. He got the first down. I think he dove for it instead of sliding, and he got, like, it was Damar Hamlin. Damar Hamlin, his head collided, like, point blank with his chest, like collided together full speed, and he had another bad concussion. You can see him kind of seize up again. So, yeah, there's a lot going on with Tua. So, we're going to continue this conversation by posting this question. Like, do you think that it's time for the Dolphins to think of another QB at this point? Because, you know, they've been close for so long. Like, they go great throughout the regular season, then they get to a point to where Tua gets hurt or he just – something happens and he gets hampered, and then that's it. And you look at the Dolphins as a whole, they have a solid roster. So, you know, do you think it's time for them to find another option that's a little more, you know, reliable at QB than Tua? So, you know, go ahead. Share your thoughts, TJ.
Based off whatever free agency might look like next year, I'll definitely look to bring somebody else in. Possibly get somebody to do the draft. Could they pull a Falcons move? Yeah, get you an older guy to come in and man the offense. Let somebody sit behind them for a year and learn underneath them. I know another thing people keep trying to get Tua to retire. I don't agree with that. Like, I'm not down for that at all. If he want to keep playing, let him keep playing. It's his decision at the end of the day.
Well, I don't think you can force him to retire because I don't feel like it's a thing where you can force anybody to retire. I get where it's coming from because it's coming from a good place. Like, you know, because he has been worse than the previous. So it's a thing of like for your well-being and your life, we think you should stop play football anymore. Like, I understand where they come from. It's coming from a good place, but
I mean, the hit wasn't even bad. Like, compared to the first one, that second one with DeMar Hamlin wasn't bad. He really just didn't do it fundamentally. Like, if he would have just took a regular slide, that would have never happened to him. But he dove trying to get that first down. He just got to learn how to – good enough is good enough. You got close to the first down marker, slide regular. Don't put yourself in a position to hit your head or get your head. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your boy name from Seattle?
You're talking about who, Russell Wilson?
Tyler Lockett.
Oh, Tyler Lockett. Like, no, he was refusing to get hit that year?
Yeah, like, you see somebody coming at you. If you can't break that tackle, just go down. You running and you see somebody coming at you, you have all right to slide and not get hit. Just slide. So it's like the game could be played without Tua have to worry about taking those hits still. He just going to have to just train on how to do it. You know, study Tyler Lockett tape. That's all you got to do.
I mean, I don't have a problem with, like, Tua still playing. Like I said, I don't have a problem with Tua still playing. I do have concerns for his safety because, like I said, this is his third concussion he's had in, the past 3 years. He had 2-1 season. And then he was fine last year, thank God. And then this year, the DeMar Hamlin thing happened, which was kind of like a freak accident, in my opinion. Kind of like a freak thing, like a bang-bang play. Like, you might have thought he had, because DeMar, let's be real, DeMar Hamlin is slow. He's not shifty at all. He's not fast. He's kind of slow. So he might have thought he had more time. He thought he could beat him a little bit. And then the team was down 2, and he was like, I don't want to go. You know, they already lost the previous week. So it could have been 0-2. So I guess he was kind of like a thing of, oh, I don't want to go 0-2 kind of thing. And, you know, that might have led him to kind of, well, no, he wasn't 0-2. They were 1-0, huh? They won the previous week, I think. No, they didn't win the previous week. Had to have.
Because they won that first game.
Because they came back and they was losing bad. Yeah. But I guess he didn't want to get into a hole. And then it was an interdivision game as well. So, you know, you kind of want to lose against your division rival because you need as much ground as you can. Especially when it's a team that's beat you out for the division the past, 3 years? The Dolphins been right there. And the Bills have won the division. I get the fact in it, so it's kind of like I got to win this game kind of thing, which I respect the heart, but you got to be smart, too. Especially with his injury history, too, you got to be smarter. That's all it comes down to. Yeah, but you know how many players we've said need to – you know how many players we've said need to learn how to slide and they don't, bro. You know how they go. We can say they need to learn how to slide all we want, but –
him, dog, he's soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't take them hits, so he just need to go down.
I agree, but some people just don't be learning those things. They just don't slide. Anthony Richardson's another one. He just don't run as much now because he ain't sliding. He ain't running as much as he was.
He's 6'3", 230, 240. He ain't getting hit that hard to get laid out like Tua.
Hell, he missed
even when you see Tua seize up, he got baby hands, dog. Like, his hands are like little kids. I know 15-year-olds with hands like him that play football. Like, yeah, but it just looked like he underdeveloped in his entirety.
I mean, I ain't gonna say he underdeveloped. That's kind of wild, but he's just not a big guy.
He's an
undersized quarterback. That's all he is. He's an undersized quarterback. Like, Bryce Young is an undersized quarterback. Like, they're little compared to their counterparts.
Very much so.
Yeah, like they're little compared. Like, Bryce Young look like a high schooler. Like, he like a high school QB.
He do.
Like, he don't have like any kind of like. He's not built in any way. Like, he don't have any kind of like frame. And quarterbacks,
no muscle definition,
man. Yeah, exactly. It's what it is. Like, even quarterbacks that are like more of the prototypical ones, like the 6'2 to 6'4 height ones, or you know, those the taller ones, even though they don't be built, they still are just, you know, they got the height. That's all they really need, the height. Like, the first quarterback coming that was really like built for real that I remember since I was like growing up was Cam. Cam was the first QB I seen that was built like. Like, you know, he could be a running back for real.
Yeah.
Like, he was really built.
But
you know, quarterbacks don't be like, and Big Ben, like, that was the, like, Big Ben wasn't built. He's just big as hell. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, he was a big individual.
Exactly. So, you know, you got like those, but I don't know. I don't feel like Tua should retire. I just want him to be safe for what's best for his health. He's just got to, like I said, he's got to know how to protect him. Like, they taught him how to fall better, which that helped out a lot last year because he didn't get a concussion last year. I don't remember it happened last year. And this year, it wasn't about falling. He was about sliding. He just tried to dove, and he collided with DeMar Hamlin's chest. And that's just how it happened. It wasn't about him falling that time because he learned how to fall, but we won't hit his head on the ground. Like, he did get there. So I guess now the next step is to implement, like, sliding practices for him. Like, go through an off-season of sliding training. Like, teach him how to just move better and all that. But I don't know. I do know that the Dolphins are cooked.
You let DeMar Hamlin retire you. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You said DeMar Hamlin retire?
Like, I'm saying, like, if DeMar Hamlin retire you, that's just insane.
Hey, bro. Life is about
like, period, imagine if Tua really decide, you know what, guys? Like, what if he really decide, you know what, guys? This is it for me. You know, do the three concussions, call him the quits. It was a fun ride. I'm like, damn. A DeMar Hamlin hit took you out of the league. That's just insanity.
And the same way you bring up DeMar Hamlin, like, look where he came back from. He literally, technically died on the field. Like, he technically died on the field. He suffered cardiac arrest. Like, his heart stopped. Like, he was technically, like, out. And he's came back, and he's...
To come back and get hit in the chest.
Yeah, like, he can do it. So, I'm get where people coming from just a human side of things. I get that. But I think that Tua can protect himself in a better way. In that regard, because like, he learned how to fall better, and that helped him out. Like I said, that helped him out. So I think if he just learned other ways to play, or he just be like Mahomes, because you know Mahomes got hurt one time on a QB sneak, and the Chiefs have not had a QB sneak since then, I believe. I don't think they've QB sneaked ever again since that one time they ran it and Mahomes got hurt. I don't think they've run a QB sneak since then. I think it's been we not doing it. We're going to either pass it, or we're going to run up the middle with the running back, or do something. We're not about to have Kevin QB sneak anymore. Like, they done cut that out the whole playbook. You know, so, it's like, maybe it needs to be thinking like, hey, Tua, look, even if you can get the first downs, just don't run. Until you learn how to slide, don't take off with it. Or if you right by the sideline, you could jet out to the sideline, get out of bounds, don't take the chance. But, again, that's limiting him because he does scramble a little bit. He's not fast, but he does scramble a little bit. So, I feel like at the end of the day, they just need to run an offense that's like run plays is a little more safer for him. Like, don't do no option plays or nothing like that. Just keep him. He gonna have to turn into either like just a straight pocket pass. You know, like just stay behind. And if you get sacked and hit your head like that, that's different. But as far as running, I don't think he needs to be out there mobile like that. I just really don't think he needs to. But I think the Dolphins.
I will say too.
Go ahead.
What I would say is the one thing I hate about people stating saying he should retire, like y'all do realize this man get paid millions and millions and millions of dollars to do this, right? Like, I don't know if they think players are going out there and doing it for free, risking their bodies and everything for free. But I'm like, they have insurance policies on themselves. They making the money. It's a dangerous job. You get paid a lot of money to do dangerous jobs, right? Am I wrong?
I mean, you do. But people argue that, too. They said, too, you got the big contract, you got the money, so just go. That's their argument now, too. They said, you got your big contract, so retire, you're going to still get paid, let it go. That's the argument they're making for that, too. So,
I can't agree with that. Man, if you look at a regular old Joe that has to go work on the oil rig or something like that, and he get hurt a couple times, you think he going to retire just because he get hurt a couple times?
Sir, I'm on your side. I agree. I don't think he should retire. I just get where they're coming from. Like, I understand the side of it. I don't agree with it. Like I understand where they're coming from with it, but I don't agree with it personally. Because I understand, like, you want him to have a lengthy, prosperous life, you know, like a healthy life, like post-football. Like, you want him to have a normal life. No, you know, none of the extra stuff. No, like, you know, handicaps. None of that. Like, that's what people looking at. And, like, the fact that concussions and CTE and all this kind of brain study and, what is it, neurology? Like, all this has been kind of, like, a focal point lately. It's like, you know, that's why they stressing this more than anything else. You know? Like, that's why they kind of really own it because of how many players have, like, suffered from, like, CTE post-retirement. I guess they saying, like, and then, like, with the way he getting hurt, they kind of, like, you've had three concussions in the past 3 years. Like, you're not supposed to have that many. Like, that's not, you know, that's not good for your brain. Like, that's just not. So, it's like,
this is how I look at it.
They care about it more now. Because back in the day, this would not be a conversation. If it was back in the day, nobody would talk about this. It wouldn't matter.
Same thing I'm just stuck up on. You know, we grew up where we grew up at. We got plants and everything else, right? You got these dudes that go to plants every day and develop all these diseases and everything else. You don't see no big old groups coming out and saying them people need to go ahead and retire because it's unhealthy for you. It's football. You getting paid millions and millions of dollars. I get you care about them and this and that. But if Tua decides to retire you today, you think that contract he got at the what? 24 or 25 go last him forever? Unless he invests correctly and do this and that. But you really think that should go last him forever?
It could, from how he spend his money.
Yeah, bro might invest in something and claim out one day or anything.
I say, based on how he, how, you know, because he did that, what did you spend your first $1 million on with the quarterbacks? Like, how he spent his was pretty solid.
He was tight with his pocket.
Yeah, he was pretty tight with it. Like, but, you know, he also has a family. He's a big thing, his family, too, as well. So, he takes care of his family as well. So, like, I don't think the money will be an issue with him. I think it's also just a health thing. I don't think the money is an issue for him. I really don't. I think you find that. It's more just a health. Like, I feel like if he has another, if he comes back this year, and has another concussion in the season, you seriously got to look at, all right, okay, dude, I need to stop. I need to let it go. Okay, then his concussions are not like the normal ones. They're like, you know, he's getting laid out and literally seizing up. That's the thing. Like, it's not like he getting concussed. Go ahead.
That's another reason why I feel like everybody keep like, oh, he need to go ahead and retire. Because every time he get one, he seizes up. He start throwing up gang signs and everything. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, like, that's a sign of severe brain trauma, you know? So, it's like, I understand where they're coming from, saying, like, that's why I'm not mad at them for saying, like, he might need to retire. Because it's like, bro, like, you really are, like, having, like, the worst kind of concussions you could have. Like, you are literally, like, seizing up on the field. Like, that's not supposed to happen. So, like, I get it. But, again, I don't care. But I'm not going to be like, oh, he definitely needs to retire. I'm not going to say that because I don't really feel that way. I feel like it should be, like, his decision at the end of the day. Like you said, people risk a lot. Like, that's like saying, like, a firefighter going to, like, a crazy fire or something like that. You say, you need to retire. You almost didn't make it out. You need to retire. Like, they put themselves on. They put
up a little bit and they want to retire. Like, it comes with the job.
Yeah, you know I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's like what you sign up for is kind of a thing, too. Because, like, taking this football, so it's not like a life or death thing. It's football. However, this is what his livelihood is, how he makes his money. It's what he does. So, it's like, just because it's something that's dangerous. Yeah, exactly. That's just because something is dangerous don't necessarily mean you have to, you know, hang it up because it's, you know, this and that. Like, there's people that literally go into fires and contaminated areas and whatnot, and everything like that, had to collect samples from things and whatnot, and then get out alive. Hopefully, don't blow up on them. They get out alive. I actually met a guy that actually does something similar to that degree. Like, we literally had a whole conversation about this at my actually at my best friend's wedding. We had a whole conversation about this there, about it, about his job, dude. I'm like, bro, you have a very dangerous job. Like, this is insane. You are literally like, you're doing some heroic things right now. You're just really like a dangerous job. So, you know, like
one slip up, you can die.
Yeah, like, you know, stuff like that can happen, but I don't want to stay on this too long because we've been talking about this for a minute, so I don't want to stay on this too long. So, I think we both came to the conclusion. We both don't think that he should retire. It should be his decision at the end of the day. It's just do what's in the best interest of you at the end of the day. And I do believe that, like you said, the Dolphins, I feel like they should look for another QB because I don't know how long Tua's going to even hold up, to be honest, because the injuries every year are kind of piling up.
That and I'm like, you kind of see where he gonna get you. He can't get you to the promised land.
I said it when we had the prediction episode first week. I told you what the Dolphins go Dolphin. They only get you so far. It just happened earlier than I anticipated. But yeah, it's they only get you so far. See who on top of the division. See who's top on the division. Mm-hmm. And who looking like an MVP candidate right now. Until the Bills, Sam Darnold number one right now. Josh Allen number two. So it's like, until you show me something different, I'm going to believe. I'm going to go off of what I see. Until someone else has to put together a consistent, solid season besides the Buffalo Bills, I'm going to pick them to win the division every year. And so somebody show me otherwise. The Jets kind of straight right now. They've been doing okay. But I don't see them. I don't see them getting winning the division. I still don't see them winning the division. I don't. I do not see them winning the division. Still, I see some holes
that can contest right now.
that's the only team that in the NFC East that can. I mean, the AFC East that can. Yes, but I don't see them winning. I can see them making a. I ain't going to lie. I think now with the Tua injury happening this early, cause I ain't going to lie. I thought he was going to get, like, either fall off or get hurt, like, towards, like, midpoint of the season. But with how things looking now, I don't see the Dolphins staying afloat because I know they're starting Tyler Huntley this coming week. They're starting Tyler Huntley because Skylar Thompson wasn't the answer. But I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know.
Tyler
Huntley
ain't the answer either. He had the Ravens.
In that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, hey, he a Pro Bowler, man. You know?
Worst Pro Bowler of all time.
So only took him three games, dog. Nah, he the GOAT, dog. Took him three games. Pro Bowl. That's all it took.
Greatest thing ever. Reincarnation of Aaron McNair.
100 yards passing. Pro Bowler, you know? Yeah. But, yeah.
Bro, I think... had more interceptions than touchdowns and made the Pro Bowl.
Hey, bro. That's Hey, he him. You gotta watch it to believe it, dog. You understand? You wasn't seeing the same thing we were seeing. You gotta watch the game with your eyes.
DAL, dirty ass league.
You gotta watch the game with your eyes, not the stats. But anyway,
let's get to Bryce.
But no, I think the Dolphins should definitely look for another QB. Just because that's what they want them to do. That's what they want to do. They want to trade for Bryce, which brings us to our next point about Bryce Young. Bryce Young looked terrible the first 2 weeks. And we all said, nah, bro, it ain't Bryce Young. The line trash. The skill positions is trash. Then we have Bryce Young gets benched. And Andy Dalton starts, you know, season event Andy Dalton. Bengals legend. And he throws for 303 touchdowns. Yeah.
Looking like he out there throwing to your boy AJ Green in his prime.
Yeah, it happened. And they beat the Raiders. Yeah, they beat the Las Vegas Raiders. They actually won the game immediately. Deontay Johnson had the game of his career, his best career game with Andy Dalton, the quarterback. Chuba Hubbard even had like a, Chuba. Is it Chuba or Chuba? I never can remember how to pronounce it. But he had a, I can't ever remember, dog, because how it's spelled. But he had one of his best games ever. He had a great game as well. Think we come to the conclusion.
The funniest outcome of that game is the Raiders having to have a real heart-to-heart in the locker room after losing that game.
Yeah, they had to have
a talk.
Yeah, they sat down and had a players meeting, and then Antonio Pierce, that's who it is?
Yeah, AP.
Cause I always get his name confused with the damn basketball player, so I be getting confused with it every time. It never fails. But yeah, he basically said like we had some guys that quit, and we gonna address that later. So he called the team out. It was the Panthers really caused an uproar within that whole organization. So
I ain't gonna lie, if I'm losing to the Panthers that bad, I quit too. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean,
I'm retiring at halftime.
I mean. If we being honest, the score was 36-22. So, I mean, and they scored 15 in the fourth. So, they was really getting blown out. They just let them come back because they was just chilling at that point. So, yeah. Bryce Young is clearly just not. Yeah, Chubba had 114 yards rushing. That's correct. Yeah, and a touchdown as well. Receiving touchdown, I believe he got. Yeah. That all happened in that game. That's pretty wild. I ain't going to lie. But... Bryce Young is clearly not. He's not he's not a good fit for the Panthers, I would say. I don't think Bryce Young is as terrible as he looked for the Panthers. I just think that he needs what Justin Fields has right now. A fresh start with a coach that believes in him. That's what he needs. Mm-hmm. He needs a coaching staff that believes in him. That can tailor-made the offense more for him and get things going. Because I ain't gonna lie, the Panthers made a lot of people look bad. Like, the Panthers have had Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, and Bryce Young at quarterback. Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold are having great seasons elsewhere right now. Sam Darnold is literally MVP, the leading MVP candidate right now, in my opinion. Like, he's literally leading. Between him and Josh Allen, which is insane, but yes. I think that the Panthers organization – and also the Bears organization, no diss to y'all, but the Bears organization as well shows that people say all the time, like, remember Kyrie made that statement about, oh, we don't need a coach. I know it's basketball, but Kyrie made that, we don't need a coach. We'll coach ourselves. I think that it shows that coaching does matter because it's like, yeah, you could be talented, you can have the skill and all that, but you need someone that can manage and put the skills and the players in the best position they possibly could be in. And I think that we're seeing that now with the NFL, especially with the Panthers, because it's like, you know, you see them make these stops at this location, the Panthers, Carolina, and you've seen two quarterbacks go elsewhere. One's led his team to the playoffs last year and won the division last year alone. And now you have Sam Darnold, which has the Vikings, who people picked to be competitive in the division now against the Lions. They picked a lot of people picked them to finish second to the Lions. They are currently undefeated and number one. And they have probably the best defense in the league right now. And Sam Darnold has thrown for
the best defense.
Exactly. And Sam Darnold has thrown for what, 300 yards and what, four touchdowns, like in a game? Like something of that nature, something along those lines. Like he's had like, yeah, he's having a great season. So it's like coaching clearly matters. Like, you got to be in the right fit and right scheme. All that matters. Like, it does. So, I just feel like Bryce, I don't feel like he's done or he's a bust. I really don't. I just feel like he needs the better stick chill. I just feel like he needs a better team. Like, I feel like him on the Dolphins will be fine because Tua could do what he's doing. I'm sure Bryce Young can. Bryce Young has a strong arm to Tua, in my opinion. So, I think he can probably make it work with Tyreek. He got Tyreek and Waddle.
Concussions.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he got Tyreek Wilder, one of the better O-lines in the league. Probably a top three or top five, however you want to look at it, left tackle in the league and Tunzel. So, you know, he got a good O-line.
Yeah.
Achane and Moser when he's back. you know, you got the running backs that can do things. You know, I feel like he can do good with a team that has the opportunity to. But give your thoughts on TJ. I want to hear what you got to say about it.
I agree with pretty much 90% of what you say. On the flip side, I low-key don't want to leave. Because, like, I kind of just want a guy to go to his front office one day, like, let me prove myself to y'all. And he really go out there, put in the work, and just become the best version of Bryce Young possible, and just come back and lead the team. Like, I don't want to just be like, all right, we done with him, and he go here. Or he just don't want to be there no more because he don't like how he got handled. I want him to go out there and just prove people wrong with the team that drafted him. Like on some, you know, movie type stuff.
Okay. I feel you on that.
Because, like, that's kind of the way of the NFL and the NBA nowadays. It's just like, all right, this your second year. You're not working out. Well, I don't want to play for the team no more because y'all benched me and embarrassed me and gave, you know, put me in all this turmoil. Well, we tired of you too, so we just going to get rid of you. Good, I'm ready to go. Like, nah, man, just go out there and prove what you are. Because if you do that and you actually lead them somewhere, you'll be loved by the city
of Felton. This is true. I understand where you're coming from. But, you know, we've talked about this before, like, off the podcast. We talked about this, like, in personal conversations. We had just normal convos about how we feel like nowadays, especially with quarterbacks, teams look at it as, okay, I'm going to draft a quarterback. I'm going to have him on a rookie deal. And that's my window to win the Super Bowl. Like, he got to be good right away. Ain't no development. Mm-hmm. Any of that. Like, I'm going to draft you. Whenever I draft you at, you're going to be the starter, and we're going to make this work until I got to pay you. When I got to pay you, we're going to see where you at. Either you're going to be, well, okay, like, I'm going to give you a contract, or I'm going to let you walk. And I think that's ruined a lot of quarterbacks as well.
What have you done for me in these last 4 years?
Exactly. And I feel like that's ruined a lot of quarterbacks because it's like a thing of some people aren't just ready to come in the league and dominate. Like, everyone's not a C.J. Stroud, or I know people say about Joe Burrow, but to me, Joe Burrow was having a very decent rookie season. I know they wasn't winning the games, but they do that every year. I feel like they was hitting a stride before he left. They was about to hit a stride before he got hurt. Like, Joe Burrow wasn't trash when he first came in. Justin Herbert wasn't trash when he first came to the league. He was pretty solid his rookie year. He had, like, one of the best rookie years ever. Andrew Luck is another. He was an anomaly.
I also tell people about Joe Burrow.
Go ahead.
I'm about to say another thing about Joe Burrow was old when he came in. So, you know,
exactly.
I'm telling people, like, most of these cats, they coming in, they 20, 21, 22 years old, and you'll try to compare them to Joe Burrow season. I'm like, Joe Burrow was, what, 24, 25 when he came into the league?
Yeah, he was up there. He was up there because he came, yeah, because he got the COVID
year. Yeah, and, like, C.J. Stroud, he's the outlier. What has C.J. Stroud really done this year? Granted, it's only been 3 games, but what has he done that was impressive? And it took, what, last year, a little minute for him to really hit that stride for real?
Nah, he was solid. He was solid. He was solid throughout the year. I mean, early on last year. It's just he didn't get the recognition until like around week four when they really started glazing. I want to say it was around like week four or five. Like,
whoa, look what he's doing.
Yeah, they were like, wait a minute, let's look what he's doing going on. And then they kind of like took off from there because he had some great games to start off with. Like he had that one huge game. I think it was the 400-yard game. I think it was. It was a crazy game he had. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's 400 yards or not. It was a lot though. He had like a huge game. Because he had Nico Collins and Tank Dell looking like they was, like, all-stars. So, you know, like, see this trial, he's, what, 22? He was 21 when he came to the league, I believe, something along the lines. Like, he was normal age. But I just feel like you got to let some people develop. Everybody's not ready made to come in and dominate. Hell, the baby goat, as people call him now, Patrick Holmes, he didn't start his first year. He sat behind Alex Smith. That first year. Like, he said
they had some decisions to make when they had sent Alex to Washington. His career was over after that.
Yeah, he said Dak took over because Tony Romo was done. So Dak came in, and Dak was an outlier too. Like he came in and was great. That was a great rookie season he had, but he also had like a great O-line. So you got to look at how he came into it.
I'm about to say, you had a great O-line. You had Zeke, so you really didn't have to. All the pressure wasn't on him. He didn't have to throw for 300, 400 yards every game.
Exactly.
He had to not turn the ball over, get a couple first downs.
Exactly. We also had a conversation too. Me and we talked about this as well. How a lot of number one picked QBs often don't have like instant success. It's not a thing really. Like the last one I can remember that actually did that was Andrew Luck. That was the last one I can remember. That was the number one overall pick. Not like a first round QB, but or first QB taken. But the number one pick, Andrew Luck was the last one I can remember that came in. It was like, oh yeah, he got it.
I think him and RG3, 1-2.
1-2.
Like, yeah. Because RG3, they went to the playoffs that year, and he just ended up getting hurt in that game. Andrew Luck did his thing, and then you got Cam Newton came a few years later.
Cam was before Andrew Luck. Man. Cam was before Andrew Luck.
Was before Andrew?
Yes.
I'm thinking about when he won the Super Bowl. I keep forgetting Cam got drafted, like, what,
2011.
And he made the Super Bowl in 2015. That would have been his fourth year, right?
Fourth year. Yeah.
What, that first year, what, like his first game he threw for like 400 yards, Cam Newton?
300, I believe.
300. I know he had a 400-yard game that year, though.
I might be wrong, though. It might have been 400. Let's look and see. Actually, let's do a quick Google search. I got you. Cam Newton, first NFL game stats. Cause I know he had a crazy debut. Yeah, it was 422. Two touchdowns and an interception. Yeah. 422. Because they lost to the Cardinals.
And what?
Yeah.
And funny enough, that was his only 4,000-yard pass this season.
Yep. He came close, but he got hurt. Came close again.
Yeah, because he went for 38, then
33, 31,
38 again, 35,
33, 33. That's so long. And Andrew Luck was drafted the year. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, don't remind me. Andrew Luck came the year after him, too. Andrew Luck was 2012. That was the Andrew Luck and RG3 and the Russell Wilson draft. That was all the same draft. Because that was when Andrew Luck, it was Andrew Luck, Wilson, and obviously all of their teams to the playoffs. And Russell Wilson was the only one that won a game, I believe. I don't think any other QB won that year. I think everybody else was one and done.
Yeah, and Russ wasn't even good. Russ had defense. Like, that's Legion of – that's baby Legion of Boom. And
he didn't have to do much. He had Marshawn Lynch. He had Marshawn Lynch and one of the greatest defensives of all time.
Mm-hmm. His job was not to turn the ball over.
Exactly. Game manager. Mm-hmm. Just manage the game. Don't do too much. Don't do too little. We good. Like I said, but that comes back to the point. Like, a lot of QBs that prosper are not the first QB because the teams are often ass. Like, you don't often have, like, all right, number one pick QB, boom. All right, team about to be great, boom. It don't happen often. Like, it's very rare. Like, you get the real generational talents and the unicorns that, like, just go insane. You get those rarely, but that's not a common thing. So I'm not judging Bryce Harper. I'm not Bryce Harper. I'm about to say, Lord Jesus, wrong sport.
Baseball,
I'm not serving Bryce Young. I'm not judging Bryce Young that strict right now because I feel like he's had a couple different offensive coordinators, head coaches. He's had a lot of changes going on. And I think that hurts them a lot. The same thing with Justin Fields. Like, Justin Fields, I don't think he's really that bad. You know, he's showing it now.
He had
he's
not consistency.
Yeah, he's not really that bad. He just didn't have, like, the best situation. Like, a lot of things.
Yeah, because you want consistency out the player, but you don't have consistency in the organization.
Exactly. So
it's like, how you want them people to function and gain the fundamentals of the game and get better when y'all not getting better as an organization at all?
Exactly. And then sometimes you got to kind of change how you do things, too, and make things cater towards the player. And a lot of things happens too. Like, a lot of times these players get drafted and then the owner or the coach or the G or someone, they end up switching. And it's like, I didn't pick you. I don't care what you do. I didn't pick you. You're not my choice. So I don't care what you do, to be honest. Like, you're not my pick. So I could care less about what you got going on, what you do. Like, it don't faze me. Like, you can go today. You're not who I want. So, like I said, I understand. I get it. I just think Bryce Young deserves another opportunity and a system that's kind of already established where he don't have to do too much. He can figure things out and not do too much at the same time. Like, for instance, the Dolphins. Dolphins would be a great team for him to go to. Another team I could think of off the top of my head would probably be
the Raiders. I like the same with the Raiders.
Yeah, yeah. I'm about to say the Raiders would be solid for him. Yeah, the Raiders will be good. The Dolphins will be good.
You know me, I'm big on the Raiders.
The Raiders could be very good, but it's just they don't have a quarterback for real. That's their problem.
They legit just need a QB and they'll be
and a better secondary. They secondary
that's why
kinda
I can
ass.
Tell you about the Dak Prescott. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Dak Prescott to the Raiders on trade. Yeah, they line ass too. But yeah, the Raiders. Like yeah. Well, that's not happening now. Dak locked in forever with them. So yeah. Nah, that's about to go. Right. But
I respect the loyalty on both sides, but you know.
I don't at all. But we're not talking about the Cowboys today. At least not right now. Then we have Bryce Young. We had that, and we had my favorite topic I've been waiting to talk about for 2 weeks, guys. The good old San Francisco 49ers. We want to talk about them for 2 weeks. I would like to give myself a pat on the back because I already predicted it and I called it. I called it. I told you this was going to be the year. I said they've had it too good for too long and they have been too healthy for too long. I said this is going to be the year that the injuries rack up on them quick. And lo and behold, it hit them hard. CMC, Achilles, Debo. I forgot what's wrong with him. I think it's a hamstring or something. He's out. Calf, one or the other. George Kittle was out. Brock Purdy got back soreness. They lost. What defensive player was it? I forgot his name. They lost one of their defense, one of they linemen on the defense. They are decimated already, and their starting wide receivers now is Brandon Ayuk, who is looking pure ass right now because he didn't do any practice at all, so he look kind of trash right now. And Juwan Jennings, who looks like the second coming of Jesus on the team. So TJ, I'm going to let you defend your 49ers. You said we're going to be fine. You said the 49ers were going to be fine this year. After I told you that this is going to be the year they get hurt.
Hey, look. The season's not over till the fat lady sings. They had their injuries mid-season last year, and they still was able to overcome. It's the beginning of the year, which we still have 14, 15 games to go. They're fine. Not pressing the panic button right now. They still have a chance to go deep, make the playoffs, even possibly make another Super Bowl. Just got to give us some time. Everything go gel. Everybody go get healthy and come back together. It's fine. No panic on this side. Got to stand by them. I'm not jumping off the 49ers train right now.
Okay.
Like I said, last year I watched the same thing happen. Fred Warner got hurt. Debo was hurt. George was hurt. They got everybody back. Went on a crazy run.
Okay.
So they're going to be all right as long as Trent Williams don't get hurt.
Okay, and I'm just saying that defensive coordinator they got now, he ain't leading the defense the same like he used to. I'm just saying the defense ain't as lead as don't look as the lead as it did before. Hey, hey.
I'm
not here to judge.
They're
going to
be
pick.
Fine.
I'm not here to judge your pick, sir. I'm just offering an olive branch. If you want to change your pick, I'm giving you opportunity to change that pick because I don't think they're going to do it. So I'm offering you an olive branch. You can stick with them. That's fine. I'm just giving you the opportunity.
I'm going to jump ship just because I got the faith in them.
Okay. No judgment here if you want to jump ship. This is your only opportunity. So, no judgment here. So, but.
No, I understand. I'm going to stick with them. Because Jordan Mason still looks pretty decent.
Okay, he had that one unicorn game, but then, yeah, then Kyle Hill since then. But, okay, so the 49ers, yeah, that injury bug hit them hard, so I don't know. I ain't gonna lie, though, half our picks looking kind of ass right now, dog. On a serious note, most of our picks looking kind of ass right now, I ain't gonna lie. Because who I picked? I picked the Rams to win the division. Because I did
not have faith in Minnesota.
And I picked the Rams to win the West, and everybody on that team hurt, too. And I didn't have faith. We needed one of us had faith in Minnesota.
The injury bug just been weird.
Yeah, neither one of us had faith in Minnesota. We both said, nah, Minnesota ain't it. We both said that. And they are literally the undefeated team right now. The Lions could catch them, though. The Lions look, it's going to be between them. Well, actually, any team can win that one. I ain't going to lie, because all the teams look decent. Y'all just got to figure out the O-line situation. Y'all be straight.
Yeah,
y'all can figure that out. Then y'all be okay.
O-line is just horrible.
Yeah, if y'all can figure out the O-line, I think y'all be straight. So that division actually is very interesting. Like, I'm curious to see how the NFC North ends up being. The NFC South, the fucking surprise Saints. They surprised the hell out of me. I ain't gonna lie. I definitely did not see them doing much this year. I didn't predict this. I think both of us picked the Falcons. Yeah, didn't we? Both said the Falcons.
I said Atlanta was gonna win.
Yeah, I said the Falcons. I said the Falcons. But yeah. MC West.
I think my problem was I went too much by what's on paper.
Same. I went off paper.
This is a good collection, you know.
I went off of paper and I felt like, okay, this team has had it good for too long. So I feel like it's going to happen. Except for the Bills. I believe in the Bills. I hate the motherfuckers to death, but I just see what they are. I didn't lose faith in the Bills. I really didn't. I was like, they're going to win a division. I see it. And I still think they're going to win it. Even the NFC East, we said the Cowboys and the fucking Commanders are number one in that division right now. Believe it or not, like that's wow.
I'm not that excited,
but I'm not worried. I think the Cowboys, I think it's gonna even out because it's the NFC East always does this. So I think it's gonna even out around like week nine or so. It's gonna kind of even out. It's gonna be the Cowboys and the Eagles probably gonna be the teams in there. Cause I think the Commanders gonna fall back down to where they supposed to be at, because it's scoring on every play, it's scoring on every offensive snaps. The streak is ending this week, probably. I'm more than certain it's probably gonna end this week. Let's check on
who they're going against this week. Let me see.
I can tell you, I got the schedule pulled up already. We talk about the Cardinals. I got the schedule pulled up already in case we need it. So we all good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. I'm looking forward to the Bills and Ravens too. Actually, I'm looking very forward to that game. I'm very excited for that one. I'm also intrigued by the Saints and Falcons, though, this game this week. I want to see the Saints and Falcons game. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be interesting.
That is going to be such a fun game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game, I believe. I think it's going to be it is a rivalry game. Both teams kind of, it's supposed to be their bounce back year, per se, because the Falcons got a quarterback and the Saints got a new offensive coordinator that actually uses the weapons they have. So it's going to be fun to see. I'm curious. And both of them have decent defenses, too. Yeah. The Falcons' defense is very good, as well as the Saints. The Saints' defense, both of them have very top tier. They have holes, but their defense are on the topper. Well, not the topper, the higher tier of the NFL, like, in my opinion. Like, at least, I would say both defenses fit somewhere in that 1 to 10 range. What's your thing? You say about 1 to 10, like around that range? Really, 5 to 10 for them niggas, I ain't gonna lie. Like, for those two, I feel like 5 to 10 be better fit for them. Like, the Saints.
That's a good range right there.
Yeah, like, I feel like the Saints, they like in that.
Saints, they some dogs.
Yeah, I feel like they in, like, I feel like they fit somewhere between 5 and 7, them two teams. Like, I feel like the Saints are better than the Falcons' defense. Because the Saints' defense been together so long, you know? That's what I'm saying. I feel like the Saints
got a defensive mind, their head coach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the Saints more like a top five. Like, they literally five, I believe. Like, I think the Vikings defense is better. I think the Steelers defense is better. I think the Ravens defense is better as well. I ain't gonna lie. I low key feel like
I'm not sold on the Ravens.
The Ravens defense is straight.
Yeah, I'm not sold on their Ravens.
But I say, nah, they straight.
It's okay.
I ain't gonna say nothing. I ain't gonna diss them. Like, they haven't done anything wrong. They just, last week they get comfortable. That's their thing. They get to that coast mode. Because the thing with the Ravens, the problem with the Ravens is this. The Ravens thing is that they're that team that's been good for so long, where it's like, I'm just trying to get to the postseason. That's the team they are now. Like, you could tell. They're like, we've been good for so long. Yeah. We've had a solid team to where, like, I'm just trying to get to the postseason to get this out the way. Like, my mind ain't in the present right now. The only person that's really present-minded It's Lamar. Because Lamar, like, ain't no celebrating none of that. Like, we almost lost. Like, what y'all celebrating for? Because the Ravens defense would dominate for 3.5 quarters or at least 3 quarters. And then they get comfortable. And then stupid stuff starts happening for them. It happens all the time. But I ain't going to say, I say the Ravens defense, like, up there. I was actually about to say, I think maybe, I ain't going to lie, I might well put the Bills or the Jets defense ahead of them, actually. Now that I think about it, I was like, that's why I was like, I ain't going to lie, I might put the Bills or Jets defense a little higher. Because the Bills defense has been very surprised. And I didn't think they were going to be as good as they've been.
Pretty much so. Like, yeah. With the people that they lost that was on that defense, I'm like, wow, these boys actually still wrong.
Which is everybody. Which is literally everybody. I'm sorry. I'm not putting them there. I'm not putting either one of them teams there. I'm sorry. The Texans defense. Forgot that. And the Bears defense. I feel like both defenses are better.
Oh, yeah.
So, I ain't gonna lie. Saints might have to be like 7 for me. I ain't gonna lie. Saints might have to be like 7 for me. I can't put them ahead of the Texans or the... I don't know. Last week was a weird one for the Texans because they was on the field so much. I don't know. That's another thing, too. Like, I don't know. I feel like the Bears defense is legit, though. Like, legit. And I think the Texans are, too. I think the Texans probably...
Just end up on the field too much.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. I think they was just on the field too much. I think that's what I'm going to say about the Texans, too. I feel like their defense is good. The Colts defense is also very good, too. The Colts have a very good defense. They just have a weird quarterback situation going on.
Yeah. I hate football this year. I love it, but I hate it.
I don't know about the Chiefs defense is weird too, bro. Like, I ain't too high on them, but they not really trash, but I'm not too high on them. To be honest with you.
They get bailed out. I don't respect
them. I don't respect their defense. I think they get lucky. I'm gonna say I think they got lucky. I feel like the Chiefs should be 0-3 right now, to be completely real with you. I don't feel like they deserve to win any game they won. Well, I'll give them 1-2 because the Ravens game was different. I'll give them that one. By a slight margin, I'll give them that one. But the other two, the Falcons game, should have lost. And who else did they play? Who else they played, TJ? They played the Ravens, the Falcons, and what was the other team they played?
Falcons. Because they who is the other team?
Yeah, who was it they played? Damn. I'm drawing a blank. Schedule time. Who did they play? Bengals. The Bengals. That's right, the Bengals. I drew a complete
and
blank.
They won that by what?
By a pass interference, a defensive pass interference call that they literally did the same thing as the Falcons they didn't call, which is insane. But we ain't gonna talk about that. That's another topic for another day. We're gonna let another week go before we bring that up. but yeah, our picks for NFC looking kind of shaky. The AFC ones, we said who. I said the Jaguars, huh? Yeah, I was wrong as fuck. Yeah, I was wrong as hell. I said the Jaguars for sure. I know I did. You said the Texans, so you good on that one, dog. You got that one, gang. I ain't gonna lie. Cause I was wrong as fuck on that one. The AFC
Jags ain't it at all.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence ain't him at all.
But we was like, watch out for the Broncos. See, I thought the Raiders was gonna be better than what they are.
I said I wouldn't be surprised about the Chargers. I ain't gonna lie. I said I wouldn't be surprised about the Chargers doing something. I thought the Broncos would be better what they are, but bro, Nix is not him for real. For he had a good game last week, so I'm gonna hold off. I ain't gonna do him like that. For the AFC North, you said the Steelers, didn't you? I believe you said the Steelers.
Yeah, I
said the Ravens. So yeah, you got that one. You got that one. They 3-0, so you got that one. And then for the East, you know, you said the Dolphins, and I said the Bills, and we know how that one's going.
I was like another level wrong with that one.
I mean, in fairness, Tua did get hurt earlier than he was supposed to. We predicted. I say he was gonna get hurt like mid-season, but he got hurt like what, game two? So I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But again, the season's early. Besides, it's just like us.
Just die.
Chill out, bro. But the season's still super early, so it's like we're not gonna play too much into it because we know how the NFL go in every sport. Season start off, you got a team that's like, oh, this is a surprise team, and then they're like, oh, a possible Super Bowl contender, and then they come back down to earth, be like, oh, they're pretenders. They all who we thought were. The clock strikes 12, and they turn back into a pumpkin. That's how it goes. The Cinderella story is over with. That's how it goes most of the time. So we shall see. Since we're here, we're in week 4 now. We actually got to see a game today. I guess we can go ahead and transition to what we think will happen for this week coming up. So We had the Cowboys and Giants Thursday night game. It was Thursday night games are cursed because they're never good. They are never good games. Like I have, they're never good games. They're just not. Even though the Cowboys and Giants game,
players, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, even though the Cowboys and Giants game ended 2015 Cowboys, it wasn't a pretty game. It was very much so like just okay, whatever. It was whatever. We had a lot of injuries in that game as well. Michael Parsons had an ankle injury. They don't know what's going on with that. Trevon Diggs got hurt, but he came back into the game. Malik Neighbors has a concussion right now, so he's probably going to be out next game, possibly. He got an extra time for rest. Chill out. He got extra days of rest, so he might can shake back because he get an extra day because of the how they play, how early they played in the week. So we'll see. But again, that game wasn't impressive. I think the Cowboys are ass. I'm just gonna be honest. I don't think they're that great of a team. And I'm not impressed by them.
They done for.
Yeah, I'm not impressed by them beating the Giants 2015. Like, I'm not impressed by that at all. Like, I'm not. I don't think the defense even did like an amazing, like outstanding job. It was kind of just like you're going against the Giants. Like, if you had a quarterback that could just. If you had a better quarterback, you could have beat them easily because the Giants moved the ball down the field. They just couldn't score because Daniel Jones is just, I don't know. He just Daniel Jones.
I don't understand quarterbacks almost throwing for 300 yards and not getting touchdowns or scores being low. This is just the weirdest.
Hey, man. 281 yards and an interception. That's the stat line. That is the stat line. I think
Texans going to beat the Jaguars for sure.
Well, I'll say, we have the Saints and the Falcons. I got the Falcons. I'm going to say that. The Falcons. Only because I think Kamara's not playing.
I'm going to go with the Saints.
I only say Falcons because I think
even when Kamara's not playing, I'm going with the Saints on that one.
It's a rivalry game, dog, so it'd be weird. So, I don't know. I think because I always say they're going to win. They're going to 1-1. I don't think it's going to be a sweeps of the game. So, with the Falcons, South is always 1-1. I think just because Kamara's out, I don't know. I feel like the Falcons might win it. I hate to pick the Falcons over the Saints.
Yeah, but I'm going to trust the defense.
I mean, they both about, I ain't gonna lie, they both about the same team down there. It's just the Falcons had one play go the wrong way for them. Yeah, they low key been about the same.
Yeah, but another thing I know about Kirk Cousins, same with Derek Carr, but Kirk Cousins, once you break his spirit, he done for. And I feel like they can break that spirit in the first half.
Hey, man, like I said, at the end of the day gonna win. So, we got the Rams and Bears as well. I'm going to say the Bears. I think Caleb Williams is going to have a great game.
I would like to think that. I'm not even going to watch the game because apparently me watching the game is a curse. Because he only played well when I wasn't watching. So I'm going to just watch the highlights. I'm going to go with the Rams. Even though they're missing Coop. Is Puka coming back this week?
No, Puka's still on IR. I think that Puka could come back next week because I think IR is what, 4 weeks? When you're on IR all night, it's a 4 week thing. Yeah. So this should be week four for him, I think. So he could probably come back next week, but I don't think he can't come back this week, though.
I don't have faith in my team until at least like week six.
Hey,
I feel like we're going to find that stride.
Hey, betting wise, y'all the favorites, bro. Y'all a 3-point favorite over him. The Rams are a 3-point underdog.
Man, listen. Hey,
Vegas might know something. Hey, Vegas might know something, gang. They might know something. Listen, I don't know.
And I know our O-line sucks. So unless to get a new.
They might know something,
even though
bro.
I don't like that Darnell Wright right now. Look, with the injuries I have seen, I don't trust us winning that game. Unless our defense pulls off a week one Will Levis type beat. But other than that, I don't see it.
Oh, man. We got the Vikings and the Packers, too. Who you got for that game, bro?
I'm going to the Vikings all day, every day. I would never go for the Packers in the division game. But the Vikings, man, they about to do something so bad to Malik Willis, it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, I got the Vikings winning that, like, handily. Like, I know they got the Packers favorite. They got the Packers favorite. The Packers are favorite to win by
three. If anyone has Josh Jacobs in their starting lineup this week, take them out.
Any Packers offensive player, take them out.
No Packers player.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. If you got anything, even the defense, don't put anything Packers related. Because the way the Vikings defense is being ran right now with Brian Flores running it, Yeah, it's insane. It's natural work. Nobody understands what he's doing, but it's working. Mm-hmm. Nobody can read. They say, I can't even understand what he's doing. I'm watching tape after the fact. Imagine doing this real time in game. Steelers and Colts, you said the Steelers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I say Steelers. Yeah, I say Steelers beat them handily because Anthony Richardson is the just weirdest quarterback, bro. He the weirdest quarterback ever. Anthony Richardson would do something so crazy. He could throw the ball deep, but a short intermediate pass, he cannot. He overthrow. It's so wild. He does things that quarterbacks are not supposed to be good at, like consistently, well, and a simple study supposed to know how to do, he can't do. It's so weird. I'm moving on for this one. Broncos and Jets. I got the Broncos in the upset.
Hit the Jets.
I respect that. The Jets are a 7.5-point favorite. Damn. Fuck Bo Nix, huh? Okay. Eagles and the Bucks.
Eagles.
Bucks bounce
Mike
back.
Mike Evans not post not be playing this week. I hope so, but I'm gonna stay on the safe side and just go Eagles.
Well, let me think about it. No, actually, no. I'm not gonna say Bucks, and I'm not saying it because I believe like in Hurts and like that. It's just the fact that Saquon Barkley is their running back, and the Bucks cannot defend the run to save their fucking life. I've seen the last week they cannot defend the run, so
yeah.
I'm gonna pick the Eagles to win that. Even if AJ and Devontae don't play, I still think the Eagles can get it just from Saquon. Bengals and Panthers. I ain't gonna cap.
It's the Bengals better win.
I ain't gonna cap. I got the Panthers winning.
Like, I would not be. I'm gonna go with the Panthers just for fun.
I got the Panthers beating that, dog. The Panthers, no, Cincinnati is a 4.5-point favorite in that game. I got the Panthers beating them, dog. I got them beating them in a close game, but they gonna win.
I'm gonna go with the Bengals.
I'm going with Panthers. I'll even give you a score. Panthers 33-27. I'm going to say right now. Panthers 33-27.
Man, I feel bothered. That's hilarious.
Panthers 33-27.
I think the game will end 24-6.
Panthers winning that game 33-27. I feel like it's coming, dog. We got the Jaguars. Remember I said it. Now, if it happens, it's going to be so hilarious. I hope it happens.
I don't believe the Panthers will score over 6 points.
I think Andy Dalton having another 3-touchdown game. Chubba going for 100+ for 2 touchdowns. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be a wild. You'll be like, damn, Bryce Young really was the problem. It's gonna start some dialogue. Watch. I say Jaguars the Texans. I got the Texans blowing those Jaguars out the water.
Texans winning that.
Easy.
I gonna say it's gonna be a blowout. But it's going to be a good game. I feel like it's going to be a close game, to be honest.
I definitely don't believe it's going to be a close game. I think that it's going to be a blowout. This man, Trevor Lawrence, is doing spin moves on nobody. It's going to be a blowout. I think the Texans might win this game. Like, I think it might be one of the craziest games, though. I think we might see a 40-piece, dog. I ain't going to lie. We might finally see a 40-piece. 42-17.
It's going to be a low-scoring game.
42-17, Texans. Fuck it. Commanders and Cardinals. Commanders, Cardinals. I say Commanders.
I'm going Cardinals. I'm listening.
I understand.
I'm rocking with what Kyler Murray and Marvin Boy got going on.
You know, Marvin was questionable, though. Yeah.
If he don't play, Commanders. If he plays, I'm going Arizona.
All right. We got... I'm not even gonna worry about saying this game. We'll skip over it. 49ers gonna win. That's all I'm gonna say. We'll skip over that one. It's the pass of the 49ers. 49ers winning there. I don't care
how I'm saying. You don't have no faith in the pass. You never. Hey, what if y'all pull it off, bro? Jerod Mayo might go crazy. Ramondre Stevenson have his biggest game of the year.
I'm not even concerned about it. It's just like we can't score, bro. Like, if we could just score, I would pick us, but it's just like we can't score. Jacoby Brissett is not the answer, dog. Like, after this, we ain't got to worry about him. Okay, I'm almost certain they're going to start Drake May after this game, probably, because they didn't want him to start with this hard schedule we had to start off with this elite-ass defense. They want to say, you know what? Let's let Jacoby Brissett get beat the fuck up throughout these starting weeks, and then we're going to put Drake May in and let him play. I think that's really what they're trying to do. I'm praying that next week we get Drake May to start. I'm praying. I really am, because when our defense is straight, it's just we can't score. We really cannot score. And Reminder had like three fumbles, dog. I don't trust that nigga right now. Fuck him. And we 10-point underdogs. Fuck him. 49ers. But let's move on. Browns and Raiders. Who you got?
Browns and Raiders. Raiders shake back week.
I say Raiders as well because I don't trust Deshaun Watson. It's really just a lot of problems with these teams where I don't want to pick them. It's not because of the defensive side of the ball. It's because of the damn offense. They can't score. That's my issue with a lot of these teams. They just can't score. You know what?
I changed that. I'm going to go Browns. I'm going to go Browns.
Okay.
I had to think about it because Raiders have no run game. Gardner Minshew. Wait, is Miles Garrett playing?
I don't know.
It don't matter. I'm going to go with the Browns. I'm going to just go with the Browns on this.
Last time I remember, he was questionable. I'm not sure if he's playing, though. I know he missed practice, I believe. Or it's limited, one or the other, but we'll see. We have the last afternoon game, which is the Chiefs and the Chargers. Chargers.
Chargers
as well for me. Because the Chiefs, I don't know why. I feel like with us picking the Chargers, he going to have that Mahomes game. It's going to piss me off. But so far, he ain't looked that great to me. Mahomes looking kind of mid. And I like Patrick Mahomes. I do. But he's looking kind of mid to me this season. He hasn't looked that great. So I don't trust him right now. I just don't. I don't trust Mahomes. I like what Harbaugh been doing with the Chargers. I do. I like what he been doing with the Chargers. I truly do like it. Last week, they played the Steelers, which is an elite defense. So, I mean, I'm not mad at that. Like the Steelers defense is really top five to me in the league. Like it's a very good defense. They finally fixed the secondary problems they was having last year, so they pretty solid. The secondary been holding up, so they look pretty solid. So I'm believing the Harbaugh Chargers to get the upset. I think it's gonna be a big statement game for them. You know, like I feel like it's gonna be the Chargers. That's gonna be Jim Harbaugh like. Big statement game, like, oh, you all legit, you know, like you know, you can still coach in the NFL. Like, why did you leave? That kind of game. Bills and Ravens. That's gonna be a good one. I'm looking forward to that game. That's my game of the week. Who you got?
Who you going with?
I'm torn because I want to say the Bills, but I feel like the Ravens going to win just because I feel like Derrick Henry going to have a great game. I feel like James Cook going to struggle, what's going to hurt the running game. That's going to force Josh Allen to be more of a passer. Because they've kind of been having kind of balance with the run and the passing, but I feel like they're going to force him to be more of a passer, and he might make them interception mistakes. So I feel like that's going to be the deciding factor. But I think that Derrick Henry has a good game and they win. It's not going to be a blowout. It's going to be a very close game. It might be like a 21-17 type game. Like, it might be one of them. Like, one of them last-minute touchdown drive games, I think. So, I think the Ravens got it.
I think this one of the games where the Bills kind of come down to earth and be like, wow, maybe we're not as good as we thought we are. But we're still all
right. Right. Like, that's why
Keon Coleman's going to be a non-factor. I don't think Shakir is going to have a good game. James might be all right, but like I said, even though I don't really like the Ravens that much with their defense, they go step up to the plate and show the flaws with Buffalo and Josh.
I don't really dislike the Ravens defense that much. I know. I hear what you're saying about it. Like, I understand, but I don't really have a problem with their defense like that. I think they just been they complacent. Like they thinking we good. So let's just get to the end. But they got to understand you got to go through the process first before you get to that point. You can't just fast forward to postseason. You got to make it to the postseason. I think they just farsighted because they got so close last year. I think they just farsighted, bro. Like, they're like, oh my God, like we was right there last year. We know we got the same team, basically. We can get it back there immediately. Like, we good. We got the same squad, so we straight. And they just in coast mode. But I'm high on the Ravens. I think the Ravens defense is going to be straight. I'm not low on them at all. I got a lot of faith in their defense. I do. I think they're going to be solid. The Bills' defense is more like a bend-don't-break defense. So, I think this might be the week they break. So, I'm going to say Ravens. Then we got the Monday night doubleheader that we have. Well, it ain't even a doubleheader. It's at the same time, which is stupid as hell. I hate how they do that now. Titans and Dolphins. Oh, my God. What the hell? Why is this a game?
They need to flex a game.
Who's that bit out, dog?
On this one.
I'm gonna say Titans too, bro.
Will Levis go?
Matter of fact, fuck that. The Dolphins winning that game. Fuck Will Levis. The Dolphins winning the game, dog. Fuck Will Levis, dog. I want to see what meme he added to the collection this week, dog. Hey, fuck Will Levis. What meme he gonna add now?
He's on a generational meme run right now.
Exactly. So no,
he's generational. It's hilarious.
Exactly. I'm gonna say the Dolphins, dog. Fuck it. The Dolphins win. Tyler Huntley throw for 203 touchdowns. Fuck it. It's gonna be something stupid like that happen. Watch. I just feel it. Just feel like it's gonna happen.
The Texans have a bad first half. They gonna take him out the game. Like, if he do the same thing and have one of them bonehead decisions and throw the ball away, he definitely done for.
Dog, his coach literally said, "What the fuck was that? He threw a pick that this made no sense. Like, what the fuck are you doing?" If we're saying this watching him on TV and the coach is literally there in real time and he had to ask him, like, "What the fuck are you doing? What was that?" And he just shaking his head, like, "I don't know, coach. I don't know." But I think the Dolphins gonna win. I'm not even gonna say that. I was joking about the Tyler Huntley thing. I don't think he's going to have like a crazy game like that, but I do think he's going to have a good game to where they can win. I think going to be a lot of run, a big run game. Like, A-Chan going to have a great game. I think Reek going to have a decent game just to get them over the hump, and they're going to win. I just see them winning. And then we have...
Hold up, he down there somewhere.
Exactly. I mean, Huntley was a very serviceable backup for the Ravens. You know, he couldn't really, you know, throw it like that. But, you know, I think he can get it done. And the Titans fucking suck. I'm sorry. That team, I think they was, like, up top tier. Like, they was one of the top teams in the AFC for, like, 2 years. And they just fell back down to earth. It's just crazy. Like, insane. I said, remember they beat us in that playoff game? I'll never forget that. Derrick Henry just trucked over the whole team. I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget it at all. Whole Devin
McCourty. Trade not like flies, answer.
Oh, man, crazy. And then we have the final game. This is a good one, the Seahawks and the Lions.
Seattle
because of the defense.
Well, yeah, I love Jared Goff, funny enough, but I don't think he's pulling this one off.
Goff gone golf. That's all I got to say, gang. Goff gone golf.
All but face, yeah. No cap. Go.
Yeah, so I got the Seahawks winning because Seahawks defense is actually good too. Forgot about them. I was listening to the top defenses in the league. The Seahawks defense is actually very, they solid. They have a very great defense. It's up there. Right now, we don't know if anybody going to come back to earth. Like I said, it's still early in the season. We're not even a quarter of the way done with the season yet. So all this is literally just like overreactions, underreactions. So grain of salt. Because the Saints, you've watched the Saints the first 2 weeks, you think they're going straight to the bowl. It was over with. It was a done deal. They was going undefeated. Yeah. And then Derek Carr had his Derek Carr game. And, yeah.
Put up a stinker.
He did. He did indeed. But I think the Saints going to be straight. I think the Saints winning the division now, probably. I don't know about the Falcons. I think the Saints might end up winning it. This week going to tell us a lot about the division. I'm not changing my pick with the Falcons winning, but, again, I'm not going to be surprised if the Saints win that division at all. I'm really not. Because they look like the best team in that division right now based on the first 3 weeks. So, again, just overreaction, underreaction. So, we'll see. That's about all we got to cover this week for us to catch back up with things. Did we miss anything else that was exciting that happened that you can think of, TJ?
Really, I mean, that was pretty much basically everything. Pretty basic games. Saints-Eagles game was a pretty good game. Came down to what?
Last minute,
basically.
Yeah.
Cowboys go Cowboys. Jaden Daniels, pretty good game. They made the right hire with Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not really interested in talking about the Bears this week. They can go to hell.
Oh, yeah. The rookie QBs. That's what we forgot to talk about. We didn't really talk about them for real. But yeah, that's what you're talking about. The fucking rookie QB. So people are saying now.
I mean, it wasn't really nothing crazy.
But people are saying now, like, that they feel that Jaden Daniels is in a better situation than Caleb. And I disagree with that.
I don't
think the Commanders are a better team than the Bears.
Nah. The organization, what? I don't know.
I feel like it's just overreaction. Like people saying like Caleb Williams is like a bust after three games. I feel like this is an overreaction. Like, it's three games. Y'all like, what are we doing here?
The Bears' struggles has nothing to do with Caleb, if you ask me. That's all on team and scheme and everything else. Caleb has done what he was supposed to do. He just hasn't been set up all the way to be great. Just that O-line is atrocious, bro. It is purely terrible. Yeah, like, as soon as he get the ball, he got to hurry up and get rid of it because they're back there. And everybody know, oh, just blitz him.
I mean, you're not wrong. But I don't feel like any of the rookie QBs have been, like, abysmal. Like, oh, my God, this is the worst QB ever. Like, I don't feel that way. I feel like it's just learning. Yeah. Like, they're young. They're learning. Like, Jaden.
It's their first year. It just came out of college.
Like, Kingsbury running that Texas Tech offense for Jaden. So, he going to do what he got to do. I feel like, and Caleb has played better as the weeks go on. Like, he's gotten better every game. He just ain't put it all together yet. I feel like this week is going to be the put it together game for him. I think it's going to be a little better. Plus, he also missed a Keenan Allen, was supposed to be a security blanket. He missed a Keenan Allen. Him and Rome have a good connection going.
DJ's doing his thing.
They're not really utilizing Cole Kmet like they should. Hopefully they do next game. Cole Kmet hasn't really gotten much looks.
He did better last game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, hopefully they build off of that. The running back situation is ass because DeAndre Swift is not it for that running scheme. Apparently, he's not that guy. Uh-huh. He was a Eagles old line merchant. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the rookie QB is going to be fine, though. I think that's an overreaction for sure. I think that we got to stop this instant judgment. Like, oh, they didn't do anything their first game, so they're automatically a bust. Like, no. Give them time. Even like we said with Bryce Young, give him time. Like, yeah, he done had a season of starts under his belt. Like, cool, but, I mean, they changed things up on him. It kind of is what it is. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's just a bunch of overreacts with the rookie QBs. I think it's just let them play, let them develop, let them get straight. Even Bo Nix. Bo Nix actually had a very good game last week, but nobody talked about it. So it's like,
because he ain't doing nothing exciting.
Yeah, like it's like, oh, you had a good game, but what did you do that wild? Me, like, you didn't throw for 50 yards on a 3rd and 7. You didn't do that. So
you ain't any bomb plays.
Exactly. So, again, it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, just pump your brakes. Let's let them develop and everything like that. But I think they're all going to be fine, though. I think it's a good rookie class. I think it's a good rookie class of QBs. I think they're going to be straight. So, yeah, I'm not really overreacting on that. I think that's a big overreaction on a lot of people's parts. Cause I seen one of those dumb sports shows that come on now. They were saying, like, 3 games in, is Caleb Williams a bust? Is he not lived up to the hype? I'm like, dog, it's 3 games. What do you expect?
3 games, like, I don't know what they want. Like, 3 games is not enough to really evaluate somebody.
And they don't play in preseason anymore. That's my thing, too. They don't play in preseason anymore. And like you said, like, you get to game 10, it's like, damn, bro, you really kind of ass. Like, that's different. And even then, it's like, that's your first season. Peyton Manning sucked his first season.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be a legend.
Exactly. Like,
so why can't most QBs just get that same type of grace, you know? Just be graceful with them.
Because nowadays, we're in an interest satisfaction era of life, or well, in the world. Well, what can you do for me immediately? What can you do for me later? What do you know how to do right now? I don't feel like teaching you.
You got to come in and save a horrible franchise. Like, come on now. You haven't, like, for the Bears, you haven't had a QB. You had 2 QBs, 3 QBs, your whole honey year run. Jay Cutler, Jim McMahon, and the OG, I forgot his name, Sid Luckman. So your whole honey year career, whole honey year existence, 3 QBs that was actually decent. Only one of them got you a Super Bowl. One almost got there. You could be patient with a guy that's the number one pick and supposed to be a generational talent. For more than 3 games. See, we gave Mitch Trubisky fucking 4 years.
Exactly. So, I mean, hey, I'm not really tripping on it. I just want people to give them time. Let's see what they do. And let's leave it at that. So, I think that's everything we had to cover this week now, because we didn't want to talk about that for a bit. So, I think that's everything we had to cover seriously now, because we got the game picks going. Yeah, I think that's everything, because I think we caught up now with everything we have for 2 weeks. Like I said, like, to be honest, football kind of kind of mid. So it's like we missed the two episodes. We missed 2 weeks of football kind of to talk about, but we also kind of didn't miss anything to talk about besides like off the field stuff, like, or injuries. You know, it wasn't really highlight worthy to talk about. Like, oh God, that game was amazing. Like, it kind of been some ass games. I'm not gonna lie, the games were kind of ass. So.
Yeah. Besides, like, the Saints blowing out the Cowboys, that was about the craziest thing that happened.
That game was funny. That was hilarious. Then we had, I mean, the Eagles and Saints game was good last week. The Chiefs and Falcons game was actually good.
Yeah.
The Falcons and the Eagles game was good as well. That was a good one. But yeah, like, it's been like spotty games at best. It's been spotty games at best. So, hey, here's what it is. Hopefully this week has some better games. We got some good matchups going. We got a lot of division games going this week. So hopefully, you know, it brings some good football, I'm hoping, because last week was kind of hard to watch a little bit. Then we had the Bengals and the Chiefs game. That was a good game too. So, you know, we'll see. But if the Bengals lose to these Panthers, like I said, they're going to lose. I'm just saying, bro. 33-27. 33-27 is all I'm going to say. So that's all we got for this week. I think we can call this one a close. I don't know, TJ. What, you got anything else you want to add?
That's pretty much it. You know, more excited for next week to see what's going to happen after week three. So
this is going to week four, right? Yeah, so, week four. Mm-hmm. Week four started today.
Just kind of excited for that, see what's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to say I'm just curious to see how the games go, because I'm looking forward to that Ravens Bills game to see if the Bills are pretenders or contenders. Like, I'm really curious to see how that's gonna go. That's gonna be a good one. So yeah, it's some good games. It's some good fun games coming this week. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. So with that being said, we're going to call this and bid you all adieu. Appreciate all the support, all the listens, all the downloads, everything that you guys do to support us. We appreciate it. Again, at some point, we're going to probably branch these episodes, going to move them to another directory, another server directory, if we just be talking. It's just, you got to work this stuff out with the logistics and everything like that, so it just take a little time to figure that part out. But once we do, we'll make sure to give an update when we actually get all that finished. So, with that being said, going to call this episode. Again, thanks to everybody for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll see y'all next time. So make sure you take care of yourselves and each other. And we'll see y'all later. Peace out.
Guys, be cool.